All righty. Joining us on the line is the Secretary of State for the great state of Colorado, Mr. Scott Gessler. Scott, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Thank you for joining us today, Scott. So I was at a dinner with you not that long ago, and you had some great statistics on how Colorado did in the November election, not only in voter turnout, but in how well everything was handled with everybody voting.
Yeah, actually, we had a, you know, from a mechanical administrative standpoint, we actually had a great election this last cycle. When you look at voter turnout, Colorado actually went up about 1.5 points almost. And you compare that to other states, on the average nationwide, I think they saw about a 7% drop. The battleground states saw almost a 2 to 3% drop on the average, and we were actually up. So I think that's a real testament to a lot of the things that, you know, that my office did and the clerks and recorders did to encourage participation, because, you know, like other battleground states, hotly contested here in Colorado, yet we saw an increase where they did. So that was really good. You know, and then when you look at the number of problems we had statewide, it really dropped quite a bit when you compare it to years in the past. And also when you compare it to, you know, other battleground states, you know, we saw the TV reports of long lines in Florida and Ohio and those issues. We really didn't have that in Colorado. I mean, it wasn't perfect. We had some issues, but not nearly what you saw in other states.
So what are some of those examples you would attribute that higher than average turnout compared to some of those other battleground states, Scott?
Well, I think a couple things. So one of the things that, you know, my office did, that I did, is we did about, geez, almost $1 million campaign of TV and radio and postcards and internet and newspaper, encouraging people to register to vote. And that's the first step before voting, of course. We saw over a 10% increase, jump from 2008 in our voter registration statistics. So that's a huge jump, far outpaces population. So I think that had a lot to do with it, as far as, you know, increasing that consciousness and getting people involved, ready to vote. You know, the other thing we did, actually, when you look at military and overseas voting, we did a great job in Colorado. We deployed some new technology so we could deliver ballots electronically. I mean, they still had to send them back to us, but we got them to the military overseas faster than ever before. Colorado, we saw almost a 30% increase in that for our military and overseas. Most states, their military and overseas participation dropped off a cliff. So I think it's, frankly, I think it's a lot of proactive involvement that we've done here.
So, Scott, why don't, and joining us on the line right now, Secretary of State Scott Gessler. Scott, why don't you talk about, because you're midway through your term right now, you're 2 years into your Secretary of State term, some of the policies and procedures you've implemented. It's not just about elections for the Secretary of State. You also oversee the business side of things for people who are registering businesses and recording in the state of Colorado. And how would you evaluate yourself? And you've got 2 years remaining on your term. What do you hope to accomplish in the final 2 years?
Sure. Well, as far as going back, you know, sort of retrospective, on the election side, proof is in the pudding. Great election, good turnout, cleaner voter rolls than ever before, very solid performance. On the business side, I think we've probably done more in these last 2 years than you've seen in a long time in the Secretary of State's office. So, for example, we permanently reduced some of our fees, probably a handful, about 8 fees have been permanently reduced. We're among the lowest in the country. And right now, and it has been this way for about a month and a half, every single one of our fees is $1 at the Secretary of State's office. So that's rock bottom, cheapest in the country. We've also have higher service, I think, than other areas in the country. We've rolled out sophisticated technology for our call centers so that we're doing a lot better job. We've rolled out new online services so you can file more stuff than ever before online. And we have a big pipeline of projects that we're going to be doing to make life even easier for companies so that they can use accounts, prepaid accounts, consolidate their business registration filings, they can choose their month. And then on top of that, we're actually working with the governor on this one to create a new sort of business information center that's, so that small businesses and large businesses, too, can use incredibly sophisticated data tools, you know, linking economic trends and analysis on a very county-by-county basis, industry sector by industry sector, with a geo mapping overlay. So, for example, if you want to locate a business or figure out where your customers may be for the technology sector, you can zero in and find out exactly what's going on in Colorado in that area, along with the demographic analysis. So we're already producing economic indicator reports on a quarterly basis, which are free to the public, and I think we're going to be supplementing that with a lot more analysis. So really good services we've got online, and we've expanded those. We've kept our fees rock bottom, and we've got a lot of sort of groundbreaking transformational stuff I think you're going to be seeing out of that office in the next 2 years.
So, Scott, with the state legislature getting started, are there any bills that you want to see them tackle and hopefully implement for the Secretary of State's office?
Or bills you don't want to see them
I was thinking that would assist Scott in being Secretary of State.
Yeah, there's a few that we're watching pretty closely. So, on the business side, the big initiative really isn't so much a bill as it is a financing thing. So all of my office runs entirely off of business fees, everything. We don't take any taxpayer dollars. So we want to use some of those fees for these transformational services I talked to you about that we're working with the governor's office. So we need to get permission from the legislature to spend that. I think we will, because it is a good project, and I think pretty much everyone agrees with it. So I don't think they're going to kill that. On the election side, I'll show you one that I hope they do and one that I'm worried about. There's been a lot of controversy over active and inactive voters in the past. And Denver and my office in particular, we've had some real conflicts in the court, although we have a very good working relationship. So we've actually spent the last year trying to hammer out a compromise on that issue. It doesn't give me everything I want. Don't think it gives them everything they want. But it's a way at least to move Colorado forward on this issue. And I think we've got that. So the question is the legislature going to respect it? Sort of that a bipartisan approach along those lines, and I hope they do, and that we can get that controversy off the table and move forward. So I hope they go through with that. The one area where I'm a little worried is I've heard a lot of radical stuff coming out of the legislature. We'll see what ultimately happens. But one of the things that I've heard them going to push, that they want to push, is same-day voter registration, where someone shows up on election day and registers immediately. And that creates all kinds of havoc in our systems, and it's not secure at all. We've seen, real, real dramatic vote fraud in other states, especially urban areas that have used that same-day voter registration. So I'm afraid that they're going to push it nonetheless. And despite all of our successes in voter turnout, despite our increased participation, I'm afraid that they're going to claim that that things are terrible nonetheless and use that as an excuse to push something that really opens us up to vote fraud.
So, and joining us on the line right now, Secretary of State Scott Gessler. Scott, so if they push, and I'm not familiar with how same-day voter registration works, does that get filed as a provisional ballot so that the clerks and Secretary of State go back and verify that that individual has the right to vote in the state, or does it just get counted automatically with no verification?
It gets counted automatically, no verification. Yeah, I mean, Colorado has an identification requirement, but it's very weak. I mean, if you show up with a utility bill, that's considered identification. So so there's real holes in our system, and with the same-day voter registration, people can just show up at a voting place, claim that they're residents, show a utility bill, or which don't have that much security, and then vote. Not provisionally, they just vote.
Okay, so Scott, that leads me to something here with voter identification and actually showing that you are who you are. What are the chances of getting that to happen in Colorado?
Well, in this particular legislature, I think the odds of us getting photo identification are pretty much zero with this particular legislature. I think, unfortunately, the issue's been demagogued in ways where people claim that it's going to reduce turnout, and there's no evidence nationwide that shows that. In fact, it shows that it's correlated with an increase in turnout because people have greater faith. So in the short term, I don't see it happening. In the long term, I think it's going to happen. It's a common sense reform. It works really well in other states that have used it. Sort of the hyperventilating and the criticism of it, you're going to see over time just There's no facts to support it at all. And the longer other states have photo ID, the more they're able to show how well it works. I think that's going to reduce the resistance in Colorado. And I think we'll ultimately have it.
Well, I hope so. Devin and I have advocated for it, that's for sure. Scott, in the last minute or so that we have left, any questions, anything you want to get out there for our listeners, anything we didn't ask you?
Well, I think the important thing is, you know, what we've got in the state is, you know, with our current state legislature, I think there's going to be real tests ahead of them. Are they going to be sort of common sense approach, or are they going to be very radical? So I'm very concerned about that. I know from my office's standpoint, you know, we sort of stick to our knitting. We keep our fees really low. We keep our services high. We had a great election, and we're going to continue to improve. Lots of room for improvement. But at least in my office, I think we're headed on the right track.
Well, we appreciate the work you are doing. Secretary of State Scott Gessler, thank you for your time, Scott. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. I would love to see voter identification.
Dems control the House. Dems control the Senate. Dems control the governor's mansion. Not going to happen.
And the presidency.
Well, but that doesn't affect the state of Colorado.
Yeah, it's going to affect the rest of us.
Yeah. You're just going to have to get used to paying higher taxes. This is AM Colorado News Talk 1310 KFKA with your host Tom and Devin. Now over to